Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, June 28th. A fire in Sauble Beach last night is being treated as suspicious. South Bruce Peninsula Fire Chief Tim Wilson says a call came in just after 11:15 at night from onlookers who noticed a structure on fire on Main Street. Firefighters from the Sauble station arrived at the vacant former Scooper's ice cream location to find it heavily engulfed in flames. OPP and Bruce County paramedics were also on scene. The ice cream hut was a total loss, with damages estimated at around $25,000. Wilson says the cause has not been definitively determined yet. A Bruce Shrine Club member is biking 850 kilometers from Saugeen Shores to Montreal to raise funds for the Shriners Hospital. Alex Rocket took off on his bike this morning with the support of family as he plans to ride 8 days across the province. Bruce Shrine Club Secretary Bill Blackwater says initially Rocket approached the club about 10 months ago and proposed doing something to raise awareness about Shriners and raise funds for the Children's Hospital in Montreal.
So his goal was to go and raise $25,000. As he left this morning, I believe his contributions so far are up over $56,000.
Blackwater says after receiving the go-ahead from the club's head office, they began organizing with other club areas that Rocket will be passing through on his ride. Anyone interested in donating can visit the Bruce Shrine Club website. Ghislaine Maxwell has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping sex offender and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. She was convicted in December of sex trafficking, transporting a minor to participate in illegal sex acts, and two conspiracy charges. Epstein killed himself in 2019 while awaiting trial. Prosecutors said Epstein committed hundreds of acts of sexual abuse and that Ghislaine Maxwell was instrumental in facilitating that. Airbnb has made its temporary party ban permanent. The global policy now prohibits guests from hosting parties or events at any of its listed properties. This comes after an initial ban in 2020 intended to stop guests from getting together in large numbers because of COVID-19. Now, the company says it's decided to make the ban permanent after seeing a 44% year-over-year drop in the rate of party reports. Drivers continue to worry about the rising cost of gas. A survey done by Ipsos Reid for Global News finds 69% of Canadians said they were concerned they might not be able to afford gas. 75% of Canadians say they're driving less, with gas hovering around $2 a liter. And half of those surveyed said when they do go to the gas station, they can't afford to fill the entire tank. Taking a look at business news, the TSX in Toronto is down 35 points to 19,222. The Dow Jones is down 491 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.66 U.S. cents, down 1/100 of a cent. And the price of oil is $112.07, up $2.50 a barrel. In sports at Wimbledon, in women's play, Canada's Bianca Andreescu won her match and heads to the second round. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Boston Red Sox. Ross Stripling starts for the Jays, who downed Boston 7-2 in the series opener last night. The winners from the first annual Terra Twins Minor Fastball Extravaganza are posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page today. Three teams from the Terra Twins organization either won their division or made the final. And the Memorial Cup Championship game is tomorrow night. The Hamilton Bulldogs will face the St. John Sea Dogs for the Canadian Hockey League Championship.